Wesley Vale got a couple of teams into the grand final in the NWFA on Saturday. Yeah, one out of two, unfortunately, the seniors didn't get across the line.
Yeah, but a great effort from the committee and club out at the Vale, making both grand finals. As you say, seniors got knocked over, but reserves was successful. And yeah, I'd say great effort. Good to see local footy alive and well. But having said that, I'd take this opportunity to pass on our best wishes to young Dwayne Ahern, who had a significant injury out of the game. A horrific injury, I understand, and yeah, we certainly wish him a speedy recovery and all the best.
I had the same injury back in 1999, so I know exactly what he's going through. Speaking of football, of course, the grand finals at La Trobe, the NWFL grand final this Saturday as well.
Yeah, really looking forward to that one. Our Parks and Reserves crew have been very, very busy, particularly Jason Sims. When he's not fishing, he's up at the recreation ground working away. Had a few issues with mowers and the like, but he's got the ground looking very, very good, and in great shape, ready for Saturday's grand final. And again, full credit to the local footy club. They've got their seniors and reserves teams both playing off in the ultimate for the ultimate prize. And again, credit to those both on and off the field involved at the footy club.
Yep, and the weather forecast, I think, is just for the chance of a shower, so it's going to be a ripper of a day by the sound of it. A couple of weeks ago, Peter, you mentioned the La Trobe Bio Blitz, but I just want to remind people that it's on this Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, this is one that's a real opportunity for people not only in La Trobe but also in the region. Opportunity to work with scientists and get involved and get their hands dirty to a degree. But it's culminating around the Threatened Species Day and the 80th anniversary of the death of the last known thylacine and the Tasmanian tiger. So it's a 30-hour non-stop discovery of local plants and animals right under our noses. It's being coordinated by the Bookend Trust along with the Churchill Fellowship participant, Dr. Claire Hawkins. So really a real opportunity for people to be involved. Really looking forward to it. I'll be down there myself for a bit of the time. And so it's a 30-hour event, goes right through the night, and looking at plants and wildlife and the like, not only at Bells Parade, but also in the Dooleys Hill area as well.
Yep, bit of nocturnal stuff there. It starts at 10 o'clock on Friday morning, goes through until 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. La Trobe High School's biannual production is coming up soon, less than a month, or about a month away. It's called Creepy Town this year. It sounds like it's going to be a very funny play, that one.
Talking about animals and wildlife, I'm not sure. Yeah, it's certainly, generally these productions are really well done, and full credit to the Trobe High School for putting on another performance. This one's being held down on the 9th of October through to the 21st, and tickets are on sale at La Trobe High School, but it involves of all things, a vegetarian vampire.
Yes.
Who knows how people come up with these ideas, but there you go. And talks about monstrous controlling parents and all sorts of things. So there's an evil stepfather and a henchman and all sorts of things involved.
Yep,
so no doubt it'll be a great night, and really looking forward to seeing that. I bought my tickets and looked in to see. So a great musical soundtrack, apparently. So it should be a good night on each of those three nights that the show's on. And again, congratulations to the school for bringing the show on.
Yeah, and look, if past performances are any guide, it'll be a ripper of a show, and the tickets will sell out fast. So people need to contact the high school to get their tickets. And the mind boggles with a title like Creepy Town, so I think it's going to be a very good night, that one. Well, three nights, in fact. The La Trobe Croquet Club, you mentioned this also in a previous Mayor on the Air segment, Peter, and it's been open for a little while now. Have you been down to have a hit yet?
No, I haven't, but maybe I can do that before the grand final on Saturday, because believe it or not, croquet started actually back in La Trobe in 1918, so nearly 100 years ago, Martin, and long before you and I were on this planet. But it recommenced this year with an enthusiastic group of people who were previously involved over at Devonport, and they're looking at developing four rinks to play rosters in the future. But at this point, people can just come along, have a bit of a hit, and they'll be encouraged to participate. And as I say, it's available. There's an opportunity there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday to Thursday, and again on Saturday. So Saturday might be a good way to start before the footy, and then lead up to the big game over on the opposite side of Gilbert Street.
I tell you what, they're pretty keen, aren't they? 5 hours a day, they must be right into it.
Yeah, if you love your sport, then that's what you do.
Exactly. Now, you've also called for expressions of interest for management of the Australian Axemen's Hall of Fame and Function Centre, which is at Bells Parade, of course, and in the paper today reading that the visitor centre is going to be relocated from there to the Cherry Shed, which I reckon is a great idea because it's right on the highway and may have been a little bit out of the way where it was before.
Yeah, look, we've got a number of issues there. We're trying to maximise the visitation to the information centre and allow our wonderful volunteers to then interact with a larger number of visitors, particularly, and to encourage them to spend time in Latrobe, visit all those attractions we have to offer, including the Ambers and Bell's Parade and the Axemans and our CBD and Outer Portrell, of course. So we think if we provide that opportunity for more people to come into contact with our volunteers, then we'll get a better retention rate for visitors in Latrobe Municipality.
Yeah, I think it'll get better exposure near the highway there.
Yeah, you'd like to think so, Martin. It's more accessible, so that'll be a good thing. But also, we're relocating the Australian Championship band, federal band, down to the Axemans precinct. I think that'll be a wonderful acquisition down there. They'll make a great fit. I'm really hoping and working to see if we can get some concerts up and running with the federal band down at Bell's Parade. I think that's a great fit as well.
Well, it works well in Australia, though, doesn't it? Very popular.
It certainly does. Yeah. And there's the Rotunda down there, which is a key part of the infrastructure down at Bell's Parade. So great opportunities all round, but also really looking forward to working with a new proprietor of the market and the cafe down there, and really making that a real icon along the coast and getting it back to how it once used to be. But that's going to take someone with a lot of enthusiasm and ideas, and certainly the council are more than happy to work with a person or a proprietor down there to make it a really, really viable business going forward.
Latrobe Federal Brass Band's the oldest continually operating band in Australia. The Lou Coventry Band Rooms is where they are at the moment. They've been there for an awful long time, haven't they?
They have been. And
that's at the rec ground, by the way.
It is, up the under the grandstand of the rec ground.
Yeah, well, you know that, but people listening may not.
No, I understand that, mate. But yeah, they certainly are in need of an update, and certainly really looking forward to seeing the band have access to really modern facilities, particularly the junior band and the intermediate band, where the future senior band members come from. And it's a great opportunity to integrate the band down into the Axemans complex. I think it'll be a really good fit. And we're also wanting to relocate the Axemans exhibition back into a much more prominent area and have it on display where people can actually see it without having to go down a corridor and into a separate room. So, yeah, a number of things, as I say. Making that exhibition prominent is one of the key things that we're really trying to do with the changes down at the Axemans.
Yep, and no doubt when it's finished, you'll probably say, why didn't we do this before? Because it seems like a logical step to me.
Well, hopefully, Martin, and the proof of the pudding will be in the eating, and really looking forward to see how that eventuates.
Yeah, a lot of great information today, Peter. Thanks for your time. You have an awesome rest of the week. I'll see you at the grand final on Saturday, no doubt. Thanks for your time today.
Hopefully you can come to the croquet beforehand, mate.
I'll be working. I'm doing an outside broadcast from 8 till 12. I'll get the plug in. I'll see you after 12 on Saturday.
No worries at all, Martin. Thank you very much.